You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Israel has long been a focal point in international policy for Texas Republican lawmakers. Several current top Texas officials made trips to the country. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick even got baptized in the Jordan River. But as Peggy Fikak, Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News, reports, some aspects of these trips have accrued a hefty price tag at the expense of the taxpayers. Peggy joins us now. Peggy, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So what's accruing the cost for these trips? We're talking specifically, I guess, the cost for security details. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. The governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all are provided with security details by the state. That is controlled by the Texas Department of Public Safety. And so the security is provided at state expense to ensure that the officials are kept safe, whether they travel in the United States or abroad.
And DPS, you write, kind of chooses who gets this security detail. And it's pretty typical that these sort of top three leaders of Texas are assigned security.
I believe they are assigned security under state law. I don't believe that's the choice of the Department of Public Safety, but they carry out the law. And yes, those are the three that get it regularly. Other officials may get security as warranted, but the agency does not talk about their security plans.
So do you mind breaking down some of these numbers for me? I don't know if you've got them in front of you, but they seem to vary widely for these officials. And I suppose it probably depends somewhat on the length of their trip and where they were going. But could you tell us how much taxpayers footed the bill on security for each of these officials?
Yes, absolutely. The one whose security tab was the largest was the Attorney General Ken Paxton. Of the $156,000 that was spent on security, nearly close to $75,000 was for his trip. But he had quite a long trip. It was he was there for a week as part of a delegation with other attorneys general, and then he extended his trip for another week. And so he had quite a long trip. The governor, whose expenses were about $32,000, was only there for 2 days. It was basically a stop on his way to Switzerland. And the lieutenant governor was sort of in between. His costs were about $49,000 for security, and he was there for about a week.
One thing I mentioned at the top of the script was something that got a lot of attention at the time, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick taking the time to actually be baptized in the Jordan River. Can you remind us of sort of how that made headlines? And it wasn't exactly the mission of the trip. It was sort of he became the headline, though.
Right. It wasn't the mission of the trip, but it was something that he simply, decided to do as a part of his religious faith. Same river where, Jesus was baptized. And so he thought it was very sort of symbolic and, as he called it, the trip of a lifetime.
Okay, so again, we're talking here about Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and Attorney General Ken Paxton. What were the reasons that they visited Israel?
All three of them went because Israel, they cite Israel as an important trading partner for Texas. Also, they believe that it's important to retain these cultural ties between Texas and Israel. And also there is a political reason, although not one that they cite. Evangelical voters who are active in Republican primaries are very strong supporters of Israel. And so any support for Israel is something that is viewed positively by Republicans.
So is this something that we've seen before from Texas leadership, or are Texas lawmakers making more trips to Israel now?
Yes, we've seen it before. Former Governor Perry went to Israel, and former Governor George W. Bush, before he ran for president in 2000, went to Israel. Everyone paid a lot of attention to that because he had not been abroad very much before then.
And what has been the response from critics? Do they say that this is too much or too often to go and visit even an economic friend?
I think it's just something that's kept note of. Few people would quibble with the need to have security. There are people who have commented on the story who say, that perhaps this is something that's more politically oriented than policy oriented, that Texas certainly could maintain its trading relationship with Israel without these visits. They suggest maybe state officials should reimburse the agency for security costs, but there are, no one has done that. There's no provision for it. I would add that Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller also went to Israel without a state security detail. And according to his spokesman, the Israeli Defense Forces volunteered to keep him safe while he was there, members of the IDF who were off duty.
Yeah, I saw in your article you had sort of an interesting quote from his spokesperson who said that the security detail was happy to be provided, I guess, because they had heard about how Agriculture Commissioner Miller was so supportive of the Israel relationship. Is that right?
That's what his spokesman said, yes.
I guess, could that be a pattern that other officials follow in the future, or do you think it's more likely we see the state security continue to follow at least those big three officials over to Israel?
I haven't seen any indication there will be a change in providing security to those three officials. It's something that the Department of Public Safety is in charge of, and if those officials are traveling out of state or out of the country, my guess is that they will continue to provide a detail to them as some part of something they see as their duty.
And we should say this is something you kind of found as part of just records that come out from DPS about how much they spend on security. Is that right?
Yes, I regularly request records from the Department of Public Safety regarding security costs. This is something that they make available under state law on a quarterly basis. They detail the travel costs for security for the top three officials, which include travel, transportation, food, those sorts of costs. They do not include the salaries of the officials of the security detail, and they do not include overtime. So this is strictly what you spend getting somewhere and staying somewhere.
Peggy Fikak is the Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, thank you as always.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.